Hello and welcome back to another episode of Drive Talk. My name is James and this is a podcast where every day on my short commute to work, I drive and I talk. So I was gone for a week. It may not seem that way to you guys because I posted the episodes that I was supposed to post before I left like a few days ago. So, there was, like, a week-long break without any episodes, but, kind of the order of the episodes got messed up just because I posted them later than, I should have, but, things got crazy the day before, I left work, and, yeah, I just didn't have time to post those couple episodes, but they should be up now. And if you're listening to this, it is now Tuesday. Monday was a statutory holiday in British Columbia, Canada. So we had that day off. But yeah, my little break was really good. We booked a Airbnb in Vernon, BC. And it was just fantastic. If you have small children, I would definitely recommend doing an Airbnb over a hotel. For one, the place that we stayed at was like a two-bedroom apartment, and it was a few steps away from the beach, and on-site it had a pool and a hot tub, and it was great. The pool was just absolutely beautiful, and we had a really great time. I don't know what else to really say, but the Airbnb route is definitely the way to go. It's nice having like a full kitchen in our suite. We had multiple bedrooms so that the kids could have their own room. And then the other nice thing is, like, all your plates and dishes and cutlery and even little things like sugar and ketchup, the stuff that you kind of take for granted, was all kind of stocked up at the Airbnb. Even, like, beach towels and stuff like that, we didn't have to worry about packing. 'Cause we packed a lot of stuff, even though we were trying to pack light. So yeah, we stayed in Vernon for 3 days, and that was really great. And then we drove to a place called Kamloops, which is about like an hour and a half outside Vernon. The trip to Vernon took, I think it was just under 4 hours. But the kids traveled really well, so it wasn't too big of a deal. So yeah, from Vernon we went to Kamloops, which is about an hour and a half away, and we stayed there for a few days with some family. My wife has a few family members in town, and I actually have some co-workers in town that work remotely, so we stopped by and visited them too. And then we got back on the Sunday, and that gave us yesterday just to kind of recoup and get ready for work, which is now today. I filmed a lot using my Pixel phone. I ended up buying, I think I talked an episode or two ago about maybe picking up like a cheap action camera, like a GoPro, but not a GoPro. I ended up actually picking up just a waterproof case for my Pixel phone, which worked awesome. It's just like a little plastic bag essentially that has like a watertight seal that you drop your phone in, and I was able to take that to the beach and to the pool, and I kept my phone completely dry and dust free. And I got some really cool shots of, like, the kids jumping into the pool and stuff. I imported all that footage and edited it on my iPad Pro. I wanted to try something that was a bit more powerful than iMovie. So I looked at LumaFusion, which I guess is, like, if you do any, like, searches for, like, best movie editing program on the iPad, this thing comes up time and time again. And it was $30, which was kind of expensive, but like, the feature set is like Adobe Premiere, like Final Cut Pro level. There's just so much to it, and I've used Adobe Premiere quite a bit, and I felt kind of at home using this, and it just gave me a lot more power and flexibility than iMovie could. So I think it was a worthwhile investment. And yeah, every night I kind of edited the footage that I had, so it wouldn't be this huge long thing to do when I got home, because I wanted to create a little movie of our vacation. And yeah, it turned out really well. The other little thing that I'll mention, it's just a lot to chat about, but I'll kind of unpack over the next few days, pardon the pun, but the other thing I'll quickly mention is last night I finished a summer kind of mixtape DJ mix, and that has now been uploaded to djmeida.com. That's djmeida.com, and yeah, you can stream and download it from that. It's on the homepage there. I opted to do more of a single genre mix versus kind of a multi-genre mix, which just takes forever to kind of coordinate and figure out and transition. I kind of prepped it the weekend before of kind of like my track order, and I mixed it last night, and I uploaded it this morning, so you can check that out if you need some new tunes for kind of having fun in the sun. I think it has a nice cool vibe to it. So yeah, check that out. But I now return to work. I'm kind of scared. All the craziness that's going to await me being gone for a week. But yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I hope you guys have a good day, and we'll chat to you again tomorrow, and we'll be back to kind of a regular episode per day. All right, bye.